Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Nels Potter. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Reiser reaches second base with a double. Sauer throws the ball into Pafko, who tags Reiser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Stanky goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Potter reaches second base with a double. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mock catches it and throws to second with Smalley covering, to double up Potter. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Reich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanky. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reiser moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive towards first. Reich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Baumholtz scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Braves. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Pafko steals second. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 2 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 2 in the game. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Potter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mock catches it and throws to first to double up Sokold. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser. Owen reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sokold juggles the ball. That's an error on Sokold. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball towards right. Heath catches it and throws to home to double up Owen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Elliott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Heath reaches second base with a double. Reiser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Braves. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sokold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Sauer now playing right field. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-3 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Nels Potter. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Bickford now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich juggles the ball. That's an error on Reich. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baumholtz bunts in front of the plate. Sokold fields it and throws to first for the out. Mock moves to second. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko is walked intentionally. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mock scores. Pafko moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.